And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives is stuck in a chaotic leadership battle and cannot do business after Republicans failed to elect the Speaker three times on Wednesday after failing three times a day earlier, despite being the new winners of a majority of seats. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Despite a call from former President Donald Trump on Wednesday urging Republicans to back McCarthy, roughly 20 holdouts on the party's right flank, including Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, refused to back a candidate they deemed unreliable.
Even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off, it needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes, and it's time to withdraw.
The last time the House failed to elect a speaker on the first ballot was a century ago in 1923.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. U.S. President Joe Biden says the drama playing out on the House floor is not a good look for the country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says it's reflecting poorly on America.
And the rest of the world looking. We're looking at, you know, can we get our act together?
That was as he left the White House for Kentucky and a bipartisan gathering of lawmakers celebrating a bridge project resulting from the massive infrastructure bill. The president jokingly noted Ohio Congressman-elect Greg Landsman was not there, but rather here in Washington dealing with the speaker snafu.
I wish him a lot of luck. He may be the first freshman ever elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron has told Ukraine his government will send armored combat vehicles to help in the war against Russia. This is VOA News. Israel's new justice minister announced a reform program Wednesday, including a clause allowing politicians to override decisions of the Supreme Court. After November elections, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned to power last week, heading what analysts call the most right-wing government in the country's history, including with plans to reform the judicial system. More than 30 graves were vandalized in a historic Jerusalem cemetery, leaving the Christian community feeling jolted in the contested city, AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Jerusalem's Archbishop Hossam Naum called the act a hate crime. Camera security footage showed two young men, both wearing a Jewish skullcap, breaking into the cemetery, knocking stone crosses and stomping over tombstones, leaving a trail of debris and broken headstones. The Protestant cemetery on Jerusalem's Mount Zion is associated in Christianity with the site of the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples before his crucifixion. The location is also sacred to Jews and Muslims and has been at the center of competing religious claims throughout the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization says China's COVID-19 data is not giving an accurate picture of the situation there. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
WHO says China's COVID-19 reporting underrepresents the number of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. At a media briefing Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the agency is concerned.
WHO is concerned about the risk to life in China and has reiterated the importance of vaccination, including booster doses to protect against hospitalization, severe disease, and death.
On Thursday, WHO officials will speak with Chinese scientists as part of a wider briefing on the global COVID-19 situation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis has praised Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's, quote, acute and gentle thought on the final day of public viewing of his body in St. Peter's Basilica before his funeral. By the time the basilica doors were closed on Wednesday evening, some 200,000 in all had filed by the body in 3 days of viewing. The 95-year-old German Pope died on Saturday in retirement at a Vatican monastery. His funeral is on Thursday. Markets in major Pakistani cities on Wednesday did not follow a new government directive to shut early under an energy conservation drive in a blow to the cash-strapped country's plans to curtail energy imports amidst an economic crisis. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.